On an evening in May, Carl Hendrickson went to see why his 50-pound Australian Shepherd was barking at a grove of trees near his front yard. Hendrickson lives on a small farm surrounded by woods near Decorah in northeast Iowa. He assumed his dog treed a raccoon. And then Hendrickson came face to face with a black bear.
I'm standing how far away? Maybe 10 feet from the tree, and the bear was clinging to the tree about, 8 feet up in the air. He turned and looked at me, and like I said, I was like, it's a black bear. So I quickly got out of here.
The black bear in Hendrickson's yard was likely a young male driven south into Iowa by older bears wanting to protect their territories. Extension biologist at Iowa State University, Rebecca Christoffel, says hunters collecting bounties caused populations of large predators in the state to shrink dramatically 150 years ago.
Every time an animal came into an area, it was worth something, more dead than alive. Now, we no longer have bounties paid on these animals, and many of these animals are protected, and state agencies are going out of their way to help populations recover.
States like Minnesota and South Dakota regulate the number of large predators killed through hunting seasons, which can partially account for the growth in population. Iowa has no limit on the number of black bears and mountain lions that can be killed. But Christoffel says these animals have never been very common in Iowa.
We simply never had a lot of really good habitat for them. And so it's not thought that most of these animals are going to actually have a population that's here and reproducing.
The black bears and mountain lions spotted in Iowa are likely traveling through on a kind of road trip looking for girlfriends. Some Iowans, like Hendrickson, the guy who found a black bear in his front yard near Decorah, are excited these animals are returning to the state. But others see them as a nuisance and a danger. According to Iowa Department of Natural Resources fur bearer biologist Vince Evelsizer, fewer than 5 mountain lions and around that number of black bears live in the state.
A lot of people feel like they're behind every tree, and it's simply not the case. The size of the population is very small.
Ranch owner Larry Arrett lives 30 miles west of Iowa City. In late spring, one of his calves went missing.
The only sign we found of it was a tail down by a creek.
Arrett thinks the fact the calf had an injured leg made it an easy target for a hungry mountain lion.
Coyotes would have killed an animal and eaten it there. It had to be something that could have been strong enough to take it over a fence. And this calf probably weighed 600 pounds. And if somebody was going to steal one of my calves, that wouldn't have been the one that they would have taken.
Arrett estimates the lost calf cost him $1,400. To be clear, he isn't 100% certain what took the animal, but there have been mountain lion sightings near the ranch, and if he sees one, he intends to kill it. The DNR's Vince Evelsizer says allowing black bears and mountain lions to exist and possibly expand breeding territory into Iowa would benefit them, because the larger the population, the stronger the species. Evelsizer says Iowa is at an impasse on whether this is a good idea.
It's definitely a gray issue. I think the more you understand the topic and the animal's biology and their traits, and think that would go a long way in easing some fears.
Just as the story was about to air, Evelsizer emailed to say a mother black bear and her 2 cubs were spotted in Clayton County. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.